弟兄们还有一些姊妹们。
And brothers and some sisters.
我们好不好一起唱昨天弟兄要求我们唱的一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song that we sang yesterday.
第二十一首。
Number 21.
我愿爱你更深。
More love to thee, O Christ.
我愿爱你更深，更深爱你。
Help us to have more love for thee.
主啊，我们昨天听我们弟兄交通。
Lord, after hearing our brothers sharing yesterday.
主啊，他心里的悲哀是他的爱心渐渐冷淡了。
Lord, his sorrow is for being not hot nor cold.
主啊，对我们许多人来说，主啊，这也是我们里头的悲哀。
And Lord, this lukewarmness is indeed our condition.
主啊，我们也觉得。我们在你面前的爱心渐渐冷淡。
Lord, we also feel that our love for you has been waning cold.
但是我主啊，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
因为你从来没有改变。
Because you never change.
主啊，你的可爱也没有改变。
And your loveliness never change.
所以主啊，我们今天愿意我们把我们的心敞开在你的面前。
And Lord, today we desire to open our hearts unto you.
主啊，愿意你再一次摸到我们心的最深处。
Lord, touch the deepest part of our heart.
主啊，让我们恢复对你的爱。
So that our love for thee may be restored.
主啊，我们巴不得像诗歌所说的一样。我们可以爱你更深。
Lord, how much do we desire to be like in this song says, more love for you?
主啊，为我们弟兄，主，我们也恳求你，今天给他灵里的自由。
And Lord, we also pray for our brother, give him liberty in spirit.
向我们说话。
And to share with us.
主啊，好让我们里面，主啊，再一次被你所摸到。
And so that we are again touched by your word.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you and we worship you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the precious name of our Lord, we pray. Amen.
弟兄，
我请弟兄姊妹心里默默地祷告，如果我们这个聚会铭记撒旦主义的话，那么我们需要祷告求神拦阻撒旦所有的工作。
And I ask the brothers to pray that in case we fall under the hand of the enemy, that the Lord would destroy all the works of the enemy here. Now today, we changed to a new location.
This is lecture 地方。
This is a lecture hall.
我相信我也教过大学。
And I remember I also taught in a setting like this.
我教大学的时候，我可以一上台讲第一段、第二段、第三段，到当中的时候，临前大概两秒钟就可以停，一停就当中。
And I remember when I used to get up and teach.I can talk about part one, part two, and as soon as I finish, it was right on time, the bell will ring.
但是我们今天不是在这里讲课。
But today we're not here to lecture.
我们今天是跟主交通。
Today we're here to fellowship with the Lord.
所以我们今天真的求主让我们得着他要我们得着。
And we truly pray that we would gain what the Lord desires to gain.
所以我在心里面一直向主祷告。
And so in my heart, I've been praying to the Lord.
为了主，为了神的荣耀。
And for our Lord, for God's glory.
为了主的名。
And for the name of our Lord.
求主得着我们。
That the Lord would gain each one of us.
我们在这里真的要得着。神说要我们得到。
We desire to gain what God has in store for us.
所以我自己觉得好像一个驴一样，一个是无用、不配，也不忠心。
And I feel that I'm like a donkey, unworthy, useless, and unfaithful.
但是为了主的缘故，为了他自己名的缘故来用他。
But for the cause of the Lord, that He would still use it once more.
免得我们在这里白费功夫。
So that we do not meet here in vain.
那么今天我就要多读一次圣经。
And today I'd like to read some passage in the scripture.
我们主要的那一段圣经是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第三章。
The main passage is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3.
第五章，不是三章。
I'm sorry, chapter 5.
《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章十六节、十七节、十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18.
要常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
不住地祷告。
Pray without ceasing.
凡事谢恩。
In everything, give thanks.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那么我们再看诗篇四十三篇二到四节。
Turn to Psalms number 43。
诗篇四十三篇二到四节。
Psalm 43, verses 2-4.
因为你是使我力量的神，为何丢弃我呢？我为何因仇敌的欺压时常哀痛呢？
For thou art the God of my strength. Why hast thou rejected me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?
求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你圣山，到你的居所。
Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to thy holy hill and to thy dwelling places.
我就是到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。
Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and upon the lyre I shall praise thee, O God, my God.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16.
八九十一。
8, 9, and verse 11.
第八节，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不知摇动。
I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉体也要安然居住。
Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices, my flesh also will dwell securely.
十一节，你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Verse 11, Thou wilt make known to me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forever.
三十六节，诗篇三十六篇。
Psalm 36.
第七、第八节。
Verses 7 and 8.
诗篇三十六篇第七、第八篇。
Psalm 36, verses 7 and 8.
神啊，你的慈爱何其宝贵，世人投靠在你翅膀的荫下。
How precious is thy loving kindness, O God?And the children of man take refuge in the shadow of thy wings.
他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你俄河的水。
They drink their fill of the abundance of thy house, and thou dost give them to drink of the river of thy delight.
第三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
第三、第四。
Verses 3 and 4.
你当依靠耶和华而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart.
那我们再看一处是哈巴谷。
And please turn to the book of Habakkuk.
第三章
Chapter 3
十七到十九节
Verses 17-19
这也是我们很熟的一段圣经
This is a passage that we are very familiar with
哈巴谷
Habakkuk
第三章
Chapter 3
十七到十九
Verses 17-19
虽然无花果树不发话葡萄树不结果橄榄树也不效力田地不出粮食圈中结了粮棚内也没有牛
Though the fig tree should not blossom and there be no fruit on the vines though the yield of the olive should fail and the fields produce no food Though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
主耶和华是我的力量，他是我的酒，快如母乳的蹄，就是我稳心在高处。
The Lord God is my strength, and He has made my feet like hinds' feet, and makes me walk on my high places.
再看约翰福音第十五章
Please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章第九第十节
John 15, verses 9 and 10.
我爱你们正如父爱我一样你们要常在我的爱里
Just as the Father has loved me I have also loved you Abide in my love
你们若遵守我的命令就常在我的爱里正如我遵守了我父的命令常在他的爱里
If you keep my commandments you will abide in my love Just as I have kept my Father's commandmentsAnd abide in his love.
这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you.
再看约翰福音十七章十三节。
Again, John chapter 17, verse 13.
十七章十三节。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐
17 verse 13 But now I come to thee and these things I speak in the world that they may have my joy made full in themselves
希伯来书十二章二节
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2
希伯来书十二章二节
Hebrews chapter 12Verse
2. 或者我们先从第一节读起。
Maybe we should read from verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕我们，却当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，诚心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
还有呢，今天是上课。
We are more sorry today. We are in a class.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6.
并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。
You also became imitators of us and of the Lord.Having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
路加福音第十章二十一节。
Please turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 11.
路加福音第十章二十一节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 21。
正到那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，去欢乐，说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”
And at that very time, he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit and said, I praise thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou did hide these things from the wise and intelligent and did reveal them to babes. Yes, Father, for thus it was well pleasing in thy sight.
希伯来书一章九节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9.
希伯来书一章九节。
Hebrews 1:9.
你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy companions.
还有些圣经，不过我现在读到这位。
There are more, but let's stop here for now.
我想这昨天那个也是空前的，我从来没有这样的，好像讲。今天可能也是，我从来不带夹带的。今天拿个夹带来，还有呢，
and
因为我记不住那么多了。
Yesterday, I did something that I've never done before.And today I did something that I've never done before. Also, I brought an outline.
我到了西方世界，其实我是那边是南半球，也不叫西方世界。
And I said I went to the west, but that was really just southern hemisphere.
我学了一些功课，六年学了一些功课。
And in 6 years, I learned some lessons.
那些功课啊，到在大陆里没有读过。
And those lessons, were never learned before in mainland.
我觉得，只要一个人，你爱主，一直追究他，那么主是一定按照他的应许说，寻求的就寻见。叩门的就给你开门，寻找呢就给你寻见，是不是？祈求求得着。
I sense that as long as we love the Lord with all our heart, then the Lord will do as what He has promised. seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
所以我看就是啊，我在跟在大陆的时候啊，我就是说有一个东西啊，我没经历过，其实主与我同在，我经历过，就是灵力的枯干。这个很多书上也讲过，那个根夫人也讲过那个灵力的枯干。
Now in England, I had the presence of the Lord before, but when I was in Australia, I had something that I never had before, and that is this dryness in the spirit. And this is something talked about by many, including Madame Guyon.
他们说，哎呀，传，特别是传道的人，最苦的啊，就是说，要想讲的时候啊，哎，没得讲的。
And they say that this is something peculiar to those who minister. When they want to speak, there's nothing to speak.
因为我们后来，我到了开始的时候，我也在讲台，可是最后在广州这十几年呢，我没有站过讲台，哎，站过几天讲座了，以后就该封掉了，所以呢，我们就到了家庭啊，就没有讲台了。
And in Kaixi, spoke from the podium, but when I was in Guangzhou, I only had very little chance to speak on the podium. At that time, we were meeting in homes.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候啊，都是少数人，我们坐在一起去谈心。
And so when I share with brothers and sisters, we just sat together and we just fellowship.
哎，我觉得说，只要你保持跟主的交通啊好的话。不管什么人来，来只有给我话语能够供应。
I find that as long as we are close to the Lord, no matter where we are, whoever we meet, as long as we meet, I have something to share with them.
我也觉得说，不一定需要那么多人才需要你来讲。我觉得如果需要有一个弟兄或者一个姊妹，我照样很认真的。
And I don't think that I have to speak to a large audience. Even if one brother or one sister, as long as we are true to the Lord, and I would speak.
So, 有些弟兄姊妹觉得回去以后得了供应，我自己也很高兴。我说，哎呀，真好，只要属于我同在。我说，怎么会少呢？如是的，你常住在我里面，我的话也常在你里面。这个。
And when I see that a brother or sister find supply, and my heart will also be rejoicing. And I remember the Lord's word that if you abide in my word, then my word abides in you.
而且每一次我都不用不着预备的，预备都是在什么时候预备呢？清早起来，亲近主，哎呀，都有很多话，每天每天都有。
Never have to specially prepare for these.My preparation is really just every morning when I draw close to the Lord.
是每天每天都有。
And every day, I have a constant provision from the Lord.
不过有一点。
Now there is one thing.
我早上啊，如果是四点钟起来，我那时候的确是四点钟起来，去冲一个冷水澡以后，我在身边歇，因为有好些很多问题，没有人请教。
And at that time, I really got up at 4, took a cold shower, and started with God's word. And at that time, I didn't have any to seek advice.
我好像是写过一封信给江守道弟兄。
And I think I only wrote one letter to a brother Stephen Kong.
我就说我现在的情况啊，是觉得很不好，很不好，怎么样的情况？我希望他来帮助我一点，他写个微信说你这个情况是正常的。
And I remember telling Brother Stephen Kong that my condition is this bad and this is not very good. And he replied to me saying, your condition is normal.
那我也不知道这些叫正常。可是的确，因为我感觉到自己很缺乏，许多问题不明白，所以我需要 每天在神的面前祷告，但是神的确是给我。
And I didn't know whether that was normal or not, but I did sense there's this great want in me that I need to pray to the Lord.
那个甜蜜啊，真是甜蜜。
And when I pray, there's such sweetness.
因为这两个小时啊，其实可以跟主给我问很多问题。
And because in those 2 hours, I can ask the Lord many questions.
我想最重要的一个问题就是说，瞎子领瞎子，两个都要掉到坑里去。
And the most important question was, if the blind lead the blind, both of them will fall.
那我学说实话，现在有好些弟兄姊妹跟我在一起，许多人做工的人啊，出来的时候他们都是看见异象的。
And many who come out to do God's work, they all have seen some vision.
他出来看见异象了，我说我都没看过异象。
And they saw visions, but I didn't see any vision.
我倒是问过一个老弟兄，已经问他，我说你们出来的时候是不是看过异象的。
And one time I asked an elderly brother and asked him, when you begin to serve the Lord, did you see any vision?
他说那当然。
And he said, of course.
我说这个能不能给我们讲一讲。
And I said, can you share with me?
就这个样。
Just like that. He wouldn't speak.
也不回答。
And he wouldn't reply.
那我一看这个事情有点不妙。
And I say, the situation is no good.
我说弟兄我走啊。
And I said, brother, let me go.
我在想想还不行。
And when I go back, I say, no, that's still not it yet.
第二次又去。
And the second time I went again.
后来啊还是那个样。
But still the same thing happened.
老弟兄我走了。
And I said, dear brother, I'm about to leave.
可是后来啊，你知道那是什么时候啊？那时候正好南京还要解放的前夕。
And it was on the eve of Nanjing being liberated.
他们带领我们，后来呢又指定我要留在南京，要负教会的责任。
And they took me and asked me to remain in Nanjing to be a responsible brother.
现在我看看那时候你们这里比我那时候年轻的有几个。
And I don't know how many of you are younger than me at that time.
我那时候是28岁。
And I was 28.
后来我想这个事情要负那么大责任，要管教会，没有意向，你不是在那边瞎胡弄吗？
And I thought, this is such a great responsibility, and you have no vision, then what are you doing?
他说我的确没有。
But indeed I didn't.
我有的都是那个二手货。
All that I have were second hand.
我自己从神那边没有得到过。
And directly from God I never received.
不过后来他是告诉我。
But later the Lord did tell me.
但是告诉我的啊，我后来啊想想啊是不是这样。
Later the elderly brother did tell me. And I thought about.
所以我到了过了很长一个时期啊，我回来到了广州，我就那时候没有弟兄可以去请教的时候，我只好逼了我到神那边去问他。
And after a long while, when I was in Guangzhou, I could not go any further but to seek after the Lord.
那么的确主是给我看见一个。
And indeed the Lord showed me one.
那么什么是教会的模式？
And that is, what is the pattern of the church?
因为我们都是这么讲，都说的挺怪了，这是不能违背三藏的那个样式。
Because we have heard it so often that we can never go against the pattern shown to us on the mount.
天上的样是怎么样的？我就没看见。
But the heavenly pattern I have never seen.
那我说主啊，你如果不给我看见，我不干了。
And I said, Lord, if you don't let me see it, I'm gonna quit.
因为我们问题就在这里，你没有看见，也不弄清楚。你还要带一些人，你自己掉下去就算了，算你倒霉。你还要带那么多人，都跟你一块下去。
And because for me, if you don't see it, and you are to lead so many, now if you were by yourself, you fall, that's fine. But you are leading so many.
所以其实很简单，许多圣经啊，都是都讲过的，就是没有听懂。
Now, actually, it's rather simple. Many words were already spoken by the Lord, but we never pay attention.
其实门徒啊，跟我也差不多。
And besides, now I am very much like the disciples.
门徒当时主耶稣讲的话，他们也不一定懂的。
The Lord spoke to them, and they didn't fully understand.
比方说，主说，你们才会在殿，我三天。
For example, the Lord said, destroy this temple and I will build it up in 3 days.
那么很多人的理解就是说，哈，他会这个殿多少年弄起来的，十几年弄起来的，他会三天建起来。
And the sentiment of the people was, this temple, it took so many years to build, you're going to destroy it and rebuild it in 3 days?
门徒当时也，我相信也不太清楚。
And I trust that the disciples were unclear also.
到什么时候他们明白了？
When did they begin to realize?
到主耶稣死而复活。
It was after the resurrection of the Lord.
升上天上。
Ascended on high.
让神应许的赐下来。
So that what was promised by God was bestowed.
圣灵来了，就叫他要做一个事情，就叫门徒能够想起。主所说的一句话。
And when the Holy Spirit came, and one thing that he did was to bring to remembrance what the Lord said to the disciples.
他们忽然想起来了。
And later they remembered.
哦，原来主耶稣以自己的身体为殿。
And they discovered that the Lord was speaking about his body as the temple.
哎，我忽然一下也懂了。
And I thought about it, and I think I understood.
当初主耶稣他一个人是神的殿。
At that time, the Lord Himself was the temple of God.
今天教会，因为他一粒麦子死了，却结出许多的子粒来。
But because this grain of wheat fall into the ground and died and bring forth many grains,
那么这些子粒就变成每一个得救重生得救的人。
And all the redeemed and saved people are these new grains of wheat.
他们就成为一个教会。
And they become the church.
那么教会的模式是什么？
Now, what is the pattern for the church?
主耶稣。
It's the Lord Jesus.
我们常说要模仿基督的模样吗？不是。
We often say, to be conformed to the image.
那就是这个话没有错啊，很对啊。
And this is true.
那么就是说，主耶稣就是教会的模式。
Here we see that the Lord Jesus is the pattern for the church.
什么时候你像基督就对。
Whenever you're like Christ, then you're right.
什么时候你不像基督就不对。
Whenever you are not like Christ, then it's wrong.
有些问题我需要把主耶稣在地上，他道成肉身住在我们的中间，充充满满有恩典有真理。
And oftentimes we remember this verse that says the Lord Jesus Christ tabernacle among us, full of grace and truth.
所以他是我们一起的榜样。
And so he is a pattern for all things.
因为有许多问题啊，我们这个。心思啊，需要更新而变化。
You see, our mind needs to be renewed.
因为你没变化嘛。
And transform because we are not, we have not been transformed.
所以一讲起来，我们是用我们的思想来理解。
And so when we talk about these things, we try to understand it from our own perspective.
来合理或者不合理。
We decide whether it is reasonable or not.
后来我懂了这一点啊，我就容易的多了。
After I understood this, it became easier.
比方说这个世界很败坏。
For example, this world is corrupt.
所以我们是不是应该逃避这个世界，到那个深山或者什么地方啊，在那边做一个修道院或者是一个什么东西，在那边修亲近神敬拜神，你说这个对不对？
Now, should we remove any contact with this world and just remove ourselves to some remote placeand establish a convent or monastery and then just draw close to the Lord there.
有人说也有道理啊。
And some say, well, that sounds good.
这个世界太败坏了吗？
Because the world is too corrupt.
它诱惑我们太厉害吗？
Too much temptation.
应该离开吗？
We should depart from it.
那么什么地方是最清净的呢？
Now where is the closest to God?
那个深山野林谁都走不到那个地方。
Go to somewhere that no one else would go, deep in the mountains or forest, and just there.
这些人啊，的确是很修到一个地步，是非常非常属灵了。
Now indeed, they have disciplined themselves to be very spiritual.
我们说这样做对不对吗？
Now, is it right?
那有的弟兄已经在点点头了。
And some brothers are nodding their head.
今天我们有很多情况，因为我们处在这个世界就是一个非常复杂、非常败坏、歪曲悖谬的时代嘛。
Because this world that we're seeing is truly very corrupt. It's crooked.
神是不是要把我们从这种环境中间完全？送到另外一个环境，就是非常理想。我还参观过美国有一个地方就是这个样子。
And so it is reasonable for God to remove us from such contact. And I've been to a place, it's just like what I described.
很好啊。
It's really nice.
凡是电线通进来的地方都跟世界通的。
Oh, everywhere that the electricity can reach,that has some contact with the world.
所以这个电线，凡是电线不要。
And so, they have no electricity.
要跟世界分开。
They want to be separate from the world.
你说对不对？
Do you think that's right?
所以啊，我们的脑子就想了，又对又不对，搞不清了，反正这。
And so our brain began to think, is it right or not?
但是你如果把主耶稣他是我们的那个模型
But if you take our Lord Jesus as a pattern
他在地上所做的他是不是这样做
Now did the Lord do similar things when he was on earth?
我看主耶稣只有一次把门徒领到那个变化山上去的时候那时候哎呀彰显荣耀的时候彼得说好极了这地方要搭三座棚是不是啊
And there's only one incident where I remember the Lord leading some disciples up to the Mount of Transfiguration and when he showed forth his glory Peter said now this is a great place let me build three tents
主耶稣说对你搭吧搭下来我们去住在这里开个修道院
And did the Lord say yeah go ahead
没有啊
No, he didn't.
是不是
Right?
因为主耶稣还要下来底下有都说被鬼附的受病的需要主耶稣来喂养的主耶稣没有谁那样做
And the Lord still have to come down to cure those who are sick or who are demon possessed.
所以向主学对不向主学不对
And so to be like Christ is correct.And if we are unlike Christ, then that must be wrong.
我也想看见过一本小书，就是教会什么情况底下学说是建立成功了。
And I read a small booklet that says under what condition is the church built up correctly.
这样讲下去不行。
I need to control the time.
那就是说，你论最好建成的情况啊，跟主耶稣相比，像就对，不像就不对。
And simply put, that if it is built up in such a way that it expresses Christ, then it's right.
啊，再说一句，再说一个例子就是了。
啊，one more example.
有人说啊，如果一个人啊
，constantly commune with the Lord. Now, for such a person, do you think it is necessary for him to set aside some specific time to prayer?
那么那本书上就说，到了这个地步，不需要再定时祷告，因为他不断已经在祷告了。
The booklet says, reaching that condition, you have no need to set aside any other time because he's continually praying, fellowshipping to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你们觉得呢？
How about you, brothers and sisters?What do you think?
那确实没有一个人跟父那个交通那么亲密，那个没有间断的，最最完全就是主耶稣。
Now no one is like the Lord Jesus whose fellowship with the Father was perfect when he was on earth.
主耶稣有没有定时祷告？
Now did the Lord have a fixed time for prayer?
有没有？那大家都知道。
And we all know.
都有，你不要。
He did.
你
But we don't want it.
你属灵到这个地步了。
And we become so spiritual.
所以啊，我很多的时候一看，比较，所以我们今天主耶稣就是教会的模型。
And oftentimes I will look and compare, and I say that the Lord Jesus.Is the pattern for the church.
那么现在啊，保罗来跟我们讲啊，常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Now Paul says that rejoice always, pray unceasingly, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为我们觉得有许多事情啊。是搞不清楚，究竟我们说是最重要是爱吗？最重要的是信心吗？最重要是什么吗？哎，在这里啊，神的旨意，所以定在我们的旨意，一个是喜乐，一个是祷告，一个是谢恩。
And oftentimes we're unclear. We talk about faith, hope, and love.But here Paul simply puts it saying God's will is to rejoice always, pray unceasingly, and give thanks.
所以我有的时候我想这个好极了，这想我只要这么简单，那我就天天喜乐。
And I said, this is great. It's so simple. So I will rejoice daily.
哎，我只要喜乐，我就是正信神的旨意。
As long as I rejoice, I am in the will of God.
这倒是也用处，为什么呢？我有的时候啊，一发愁，哎呀，有时候背十字架就走的道路啊，有时候有苦的时候啊，喜乐没有。
And sometimes it's useful. I remember there were times when I took up my cross and it became so painful that I lost my joy.
哎呀，越追求越要寻找神的命令做的时候啊，有没有喜乐？后来我也马上学说，不对，因为没有喜乐不是神的旨意。
And the more I want to keep the Lord's commandment, the less joy I have. And I say, this is not right.
但是呢，你那个喜乐啊，的确有两种，一种是外表的喜乐，里面是苦的。
But truly, there are two different kinds of joy. One, is that which is without.
真耶稣也有两句话，就是说你喜乐的时候还有忧愁，快乐自己也会里面不舒服。
And there's a thing that says, when you
rejoice.
Okay, what they're saying is true joy comes from the heart.
So sometimes we
And so, concerning the things of God, we need to have a mind renewed and transformed. Don't look at the outward expression of joy. Is it true joy? This was taught to me by a patient. And at the time, I was a practice physician.
Intern.
And at the time I was on duty, and I would go around and visit the patient. And I saw this female patient who did not go to sleep. And I asked her, how come you're not sleeping? It's 11. She said, I can't fall asleep.
哎呀，我说，你不是全病房都公认你是最快乐的人吗？
And I said to her, aren't you the one who everyone says have joy all the time?
她是第一次啊，你弄错了，我是全病房里最痛苦的人。
And she said, Dr. Ding, you got it wrong. I'm the one with the most suffering, most pain.
那我说你在白天的时候，哎呀，只要你到那里啊，大家都乐起来了，都很高兴了。为什么都说你是最乐观、最快活的人？
And I said to her, aren't you the one that wherever you go will bring much happiness? And people always say that you are the most optimistic, most positive.
是啊，你不知道，因为我这里面太痛苦了，我要尽量把这个痛苦忘掉，所以我尽量。 表现我乐观，我跟人家说笑，我要把我这个痛苦忘掉。
And she said, well, you don't know that I have so much pain, I want to forget. So I will suppress that and just show the good side.
要是到了晚上了，现在都熄灯了，我也不能吵了。哎呀，这个痛苦来了。
But now it's evening, it's all dark, and no one around. Now my pain returns.
我是从他 第一次我了解原来是这样，表面上的快乐不一定是真的。And
from her, I realized that this outward happiness may not be
true.我们那个喜乐，保罗告诉我们是要常常喜乐，那个喜乐跟世界上的快乐不一样。Now
when Paul says rejoice always, that joy is not the same as that in the world.
那么这喜乐从哪来的呢?
And where does this joy come from?
这个喜乐是从神来的。
It comes from God.
这个喜乐是从我们的父那边来的。
It comes from our Heavenly Father.
哦，以色列人啊，他一提到神的时候啊，要到我最喜乐的神那里。
And when the Israelites remember the Lord, and they say, this is my God of exceeding joy.
因为神与我同在，在我的右边，所以我就不摇动。我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也可以安然居住。And
because the God who strengthens me is at my right hand.
神把我们领到那个乐河的水那边去。And
the God lead us to the river of joy.
哇，那个肉啊，它成为个河呢。
You see, that joy actually flows and becomes a river.
哎呀，你到那里方去啊？你那个喝那个乐河里的水啊，哎呀，你又喝起又乐。
And when you drink from that river, the more you drink, the more joyful you become.
所以我们要那个乐，要常常喜乐。你这个乐的来源从哪里？
And so when Paul says rejoice always, where does that joy come from?
是在哪里？
Now it comes from God.
我们的喜乐，主耶稣又告诉我们说，
And the Lord also tells us,
我爱你们，
I love you.
就像父爱我一样。
Just like the Father has loved me.
你们要常在我的爱里。
And abide in my love.
你们如果遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。
And if you keep my commandments, you would abide in my love.
正像我遵守了父的命令，常在他的爱里一样。
Just like I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love.
我将这些话告诉你们。是要叫我的喜乐在你们的里面。
Now I tell you these things, so that this joy that is in me,
而且叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And maybe in you, and that your joy may be made full.
主耶稣是我的喜乐。
The Lord talks about His joy.
主耶稣是什么喜乐呢？
Now what kind of joy He had?
我觉得说主耶稣啊，他那个喜乐是得胜的喜乐。
And my sense is that his joy is that of victory.
胜过死亡。
He had victory over death.
胜过世界。
Victory over the world.
胜过撒旦。
Victory over sin.
胜过罪恶。
Over sin.
他把这个喜乐要给所有属于他的人。
And he gives that joy to everyone.
不过有个条件。
Now there's a condition.
什么条件呢？
And what is that?
要常住在他的爱里。
And that is to abide in his love.
怎么 常住在他的爱里呢？
And how do we abide in his love?
遵守主的命令。
Keep his commandments.
今天我们很对主的命令啊，不光是不遵守，而且对他的命令不重视，而且对他的命令藐视，有的时候恐惧。
And today, not only do we not keep his commandments, but we despise, become indifferent, and oftentimes rebel against his commandments.
而我们在那边说，主啊，我要爱你更深。
And we sing more love for thee, O Christ.
主说，你更爱我更深吗？
And the Lord says, do you really love me?
我的命令你愿意遵守吗？
Are you willing to keep my commandments?
不遵守主的命令就是不爱主。
Not keeping his commandments is not loving him.
遵守主的命令就是爱他。
To keep his commandments is to love him.
我想今天很难，我们难处在哪里呢？我们有的命令那不叫命令，那是应许，大概是。
Now, it's difficult today, and I think the difficulty is many of God's commandments to us, it's not commandments, but promises.
那些应许啊，我们知道是非常虚，高兴说啊，我正是应许你们，叫你们在这千人倒在你的左边，万人倒在右边，耶和华必保守你，不受伤害。阿门。
And we rejoice when we see promises like.1,000 fall on your right, 10,000 fall on your left, and the Lord will keep you and protect you.
那有人打你的左右脸吗？左脸。
And if someone hits you,
转过来给他再打。
On one cheek, turn your other cheek.
这个还能行。
How can you do that?
是不是那个却不是主的命令？
Now, does that mean that this is not the command of the Lord?
主的话也就是我们的根基。
You see, the Lord's word is a foundation.
主的命令、主的话跟主是不能分开的。
His commandment, and he himself can never be separate.
你爱主，你不是爱他的话，你不尊敬他的话，你不尊重他的话，你就是不尊重主。
And if you say you love him, but yet not hear his word, keep his word, then you are not respecting him, honoring him.
所以主耶稣在马太五六七到最后却说了，凡听见我这话去行的人。
And that's why at the end of Matthew 5, 6, 7, the Lord said, those who hear these words and act upon them,
他就是个聪明人。
Then he is a wise man.
因为他的房子是建造在磐石上。
Because he built his house on the rock.
风吹雨淋水冲。
The wind blows, the rain comes down,
冲那个房子
and rush against the house,
房子不倒塌。
The house still stands.
为什么？因为房子介绍在磐石上。
Why? Because it is built upon the rock.
什么磐石上？
What kind of rock?
就是听了我的话去行的人。
And it is those who hear my word and act upon them.
如果听了我的话不行呢？
And if you hear my word and not keep it,
就像一个人把房子介绍在沙土上。
It is like a person building his house on sand.
所以我们说。耶稣基督就是那磐石。
And when we say that Jesus Christ is that rock,
但是主，我们要介绍在这个基督的磐石上，你如果不遵行主所说的话，你那个磐石呢，又不知道在哪里去了。
And if we think that we're building on the rock, and at the same time not keeping the Lord's command, then I don't know what kind of rock you have.
所以啊，主告诉我们说，如果我们住在他的爱里。
So the Lord tells us, if we abide in His love,
如果我们遵守他的话，
and if we keep His commandments,
就是爱他。
Then we are the one who love Him.
但有一个命令，他特别提出来。
Now there is one command that He specifically mentioned.
那就是说你们要彼此相爱。
And that one was love one another.
要彼此相爱。
Love one another.
当然还有一个命令，就是说，所有人要跟从我。就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And there's another command that says, if someone wants to follow me, he needs to deny himself and take up his cross and come and follow me. Deny himself.
背十字架。
Take up the cross.
没有舍己背十字架，就没有那个主的爱。
Without these things, they have not the love of the Lord.
没有主的爱。也就没有主的喜乐放在我们里面。
And without His love.We do not have His joy in us.
我们这个喜乐也是从圣灵来的。
Now our joy also comes from the Holy Spirit.
在苦难之中，圣灵就像把喜乐放在人的里面。
In tribulation, the Holy Spirit comes to bring joy to man.
喜乐也是圣灵的果子。
Now joy is also part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们很熟的也是加拉太六章十二节不是也说吗？圣灵所结的果子，第一个仁爱，第二个喜乐。
And in Galatians chapter 6, we read that one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy.
主耶稣呢，也是被圣灵感动的时候就喜乐。
When he was moved by the Holy Spirit, he rejoiced.
因为主耶稣在地上的时候也不是一帆风顺的。
Now, it wasn't all smooth for our Lord Jesus.
啊，主耶稣的，其实我们真正理解主耶稣在地上，他那个孤单，他那个无助，他那个困苦，他那个时候的反对，他受的压力，他做杀害的那些东西啊，我们真的是很少体会的。
And if we can ever understand the loneliness, the suffering, the attacks, and so on of our Lord Jesus.
但是圣灵来了，他就被感动，他就喜乐。
But when the Holy Spirit came,he was moved and he rejoiced.
而且主耶稣是因为摆在他前面那个喜乐，就忍受了十字架的苦难。
And for the joy that was placed before him, he endured the cross.
那前面的喜乐是什么？
And what was this joy that was placed before him?
那些是荣耀的盼望。
It was the glorious hope.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们有没有那个？从天上来的喜乐，就是那个荣耀的盼望在我们的里面，吸引我们就忍受十字架就轻了。
Do we have this heavenly joy, this glorious hope, so that we can endure the cross?
哎呀，我不知道有多少人真的想到主要来，想到主来的时候，我们就要跟出一动的荣耀，有没有这个吸引我们的心呢、啊？
And I don't know if you are attracted by the thought that when the Lord comes, we will partake in His glory. We will see the Lord.
如果你有这个心的话，那要吸引你，很多时候啊，主要的我看，因为没有这个。
And if you have this, but oftentimes we don't have this.
所以结果呢？
And the result?
地上的东西啊，保罗说是万物。万有都当作坟土，我觉得说是许多时候，这个被子扔完了以后丢掉，我也还有点可惜。
And Paul says, I count all things as rubbish, but this styrofoam cup, to throw away, I don't feel like it.
许多人，时间实在不够了，我就不能再讲太多。
Time is running out.
那么保罗告诉我们他那个喜乐，他要我们常常喜乐。
Now Paul tells us to rejoice always.
保罗的喜乐是什么喜乐？
Now what kind of joy did Paul have?
我总觉得说，我以前啊，对保罗啊，好像觉得他已经有点认识他，后来现在我看看，我还不太理解他。
And at one point in time, I thought I understood him. But now, I'm not sure.
我们今天所求的、所想的跟保罗所想的还不太一样。
What we are pursuing and what we are thinking may be different from Paul.
所以有许多时候，保罗是喜乐的事情，我们愁得不得了。
Because many times, what brings joy to Paul brings sorrow to us.
是不是叫保罗是常常喜乐？
Does it really bring joy to Paul?
我有的时候也问的，我是保罗啊，当然他在天上我去不了见不到，也不久也许能见到。
Does Paul rejoice always? Now I thought maybe I will go to heaven and see Paul.
我有好几问题想问问他。
And I have many questions I want to ask him.
你叫我们天天喜乐，可是你在以弗所教会三年半不断的流泪，你是快乐的流泪吗？还是伤心的流泪？
And you tell us to rejoice always. Now you for 3.5 years in Ephesus were weeping all the time. Now is that tears of joy or of sorrow?
我们啊，很多的时候啊。一觉得自己软弱，就想放弃。
And oftentimes when we feel that we are weak, we tend to despair.
一碰到难处，哎呀，赶紧祷告，叫难处去掉。
And when we encounter difficulty, our prayer immediately is for God to remove it.
到现在为止，我还没有一个弟兄姊妹说。弟弟兄，真是感谢主，我很软弱，我喜乐得很。
And I've never seen a brother so far, that would say, Brother Ding, I'm so happy because I'm weak.
但是保罗他说，我以患软弱、患难、艰难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。
And Paul says, I would consider the weakness, the tribulation, and so forth and so forth as joy.
我们有一点喜乐啊，的确有过。
We did have some joy.
就是我们悔改，真正悔改重生得救的时候那个喜乐。
And it was when we truly repented and was rebirthed, that joy.
如果你那时都没有喜乐过，我真是有点心里担心了，你是不是真得救了
？And if you have never experienced joy at that time, then I worry for you whether you're really saved.
因为那个时候啊，一个地上一个罪人悔改啊，哈哈，天上天使都为他高兴。
Because at that time a sinner who repented, all the angels in heaven will rejoice over him.
所以我们那个时候啊，传福音的时候是正好啊，是基督来住在我心，希罗道一我魂，入海道是滚滚，这是真的。
And the song, when we preach the gospel,
但是滚不得多久啊，不滚了。
This joy, like the sea billows roll, but after a little while, it's no longer there.
以后呢，碰到自己软弱，也难过；碰到一点难处也难过；碰到一点逼迫也没有喜乐，喜乐都没有了。
And oftentimes, when we are weak, we lose that joy, and when we encounter tribulation, we lose that joy.
其实保罗他叫我们喜乐，他自己也常常喜乐，还并不是说保罗没有难处。
Now when he tells us to rejoice always, he did rejoice always, but that doesn't mean that he had no difficulty.
我们看看他告诉我们，他是遭遇的这个苦难呀，遭遇的那个难处啊，不晓得比我们有多少。
And when we look at him, the difficult things that he encountered is so much more than what we have.Encounter.
我以前我先慢慢想，究竟是保罗，神喜欢他呢，还是神更喜欢我
？And I at one point time thought, does the Lord like Paul more or me?
哎呀，我真是我那时候最喜欢做见证啊！我又有难处，又出门，哎呀，神给我预备，哎，真巧啊！还那个好啊，我真是感谢主，我觉得是真是，哎，听我祷告，你看，这还可以做见证。
And I will often testify that when I encounter difficulty, the Lord would prepare a way out for me.
我这个保罗啊，我其实也许到出门啊，究竟是不是真的是也弄不清楚。
And I look at Paul, when he go out, I'm not sure.If you were all doing God's will.
但是神的确是越有困难，你祷告他是答应。
But God indeed answered his prayer.
但是保罗为什么要不？他是清清楚楚有他这个意象啊，不像那个，他那个意象看的是比谁都清楚，而且他逢差遣出去传福音呢，也是清清楚楚的，是不是？
Now Paul has a clear vision.And when he was sent out, it was very clear from the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，为什么缘故？他是哎呀，他这么出去，掉到海里去了，是吧？
And for what reason? When he go out, he was cast into the ocean.
哎呀，那个鲨鱼没吃掉他，大概神管着了。
And I think the Lord protected him from the shark.
哎呀，很不顺利，我看。
And it's very difficult.
为什么？好像是不是你走错了
？And I wonder if you have gone the wrong way.
我们今天啊，如果弟兄姊妹，你要是我们去传福音，开个车，半路上抛锚了，或者碰自己，马上就想，哎呀，主啊，这是不是你的旨意？是走错了
？And today, when we go out to share the gospel.And on the way, the car broke down. And immediately we begin to wonder, am I doing God's will?
那保罗有没有因为他什么？哎呀，又是旷野的危险，又是什么危险，又是什么危险，又是什么？他有没有摇动过他一点
？Now Paul, he said he had a danger in wilderness, this danger and that danger. Now did these things shake him?
他最后就说了。
And in the end, he said,
美好的仗我打过了。美好的仗我打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我跑过了。
And I have run my course. Finished the course.
他掉到海里时他应该跑的路啊。
And so he considered, being cast into the ocean was a part of his way.
是不是啊？
Is that true?
他的确行在基督的旨意里，并不因在外面的环境在那边摇动。
Indeed, he walked in the will of God, and he was not shaken by these external things.
那么他怎么又喜乐
？Now how could he rejoice?
他有把握说，从今以后有那公义的冠冕为我存留。
And he had great assurance and certainty that there is the crown of righteousness restored for him, in store for him.
那个前面的喜乐。
And that joy before him.
而且他 因为他爱主。
And because he loves the Lord.
所以主呢，的确，有的时候正困难的时候不行了，他主却站在他的旁边。
And so there were times where, it was very, very difficult for him. The Lord would stand by him.
人一看见主在旁边，他就乐了。
And whenever one sees the Lord standing by him, he would rejoice.
今天我们究竟什么时候我们快乐？
And so today, when do we rejoice?
是不是常常碰见主？
Do we meet the Lord often?
如果碰见主，你就喜乐。
Now, if you meet the Lord, then you rejoice.
我想有许多问题了，有许多问题是不是？
I think there are many problems.
因为什么缘故，你慢慢喜乐没有了呢？
How come you lose your joy?
因为喜乐的河断掉了。
Because the river of joy was cut off.
你跟神的源头断掉了。
Because you cut yourself off from the river of joy.
我们都没有走在那一条灾路上面，没有背弃十字架走那个灾路。
We did not walk on the narrow way, and we did not take up the cross.
我们没有完全听主的命令。
And we did not fully kept the commandment of the Lord.
这个的确要付代价。
And true, there is the price, there is the cost.
我们付不起代价，没有力量可以求恩典。
And if we cannot pay the price, we can pray for grace.
主耶稣说，我的恩典是够你用的。
And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you.
这个喜乐不光是说没有，哎呀，真是主啊，你什么都预备好好，我们可以，哎，那些是喜乐。
And if we think joy is when the Lord has prepared everything,
如雷杀种的。
Those who are so in tears,
欢呼受割。
And they will rejoice in harvest.
因为你写有十字架，后来学得到有关联。
Because having the cross first, then you will have the crown.
有流泪撒种的才可以欢呼受割。
And those who sow in tears will harvest with rejoicing.
有一个麦子落在地里死了，才又结了许多籽粒来。
Only when a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, will it bring forth many grains of wheat.
死在你身上发动。
And if death begins to work in you,
活写在别的人身上活出来。
Life begin in others.
没有喜乐，如果是没有喜乐，
if we do not have joy,
不是神的旨意，
it's not the will of God.
因为神的旨意要我们常常喜乐。
Because God's will is for us to rejoice always.
你知道吧？神的国不在乎吃喝，在乎什么？公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
Now God's kingdom is not drinking and eating, but it is in righteousness, peace, and the joy of the Holy Spirit.
对，所以喜乐是神给我们的一个旨意。
And so rejoice always is God's will for us.
但是这一个喜乐不是我们今天所说的，舒服啊，今天吃得好啊，天气好啊。
Now our joy should not be in comfort, in having abundance of things.
那个喜乐是从主来的。
Our joy should come from the Lord.
因为我们遵守主的命令，他把他的喜乐放到我们里。
It is because when we keep the Lord's commandment, and He has given us His joy.
是我们愿意遵循神的旨意的时候，圣灵，你恨恶罪恶，喜爱公义，所以神你的神家喜乐有高你。
And is it when, like Christ, he was anointed with the oil of gladness?
哎呀，真的，你真的愿意，身体被十字架的时候，你就很痛苦的时候，那恩膏真的就把喜乐就给你。
It is true. When you're willing to take up the cross, you will find the Holy Spirit will bring you joy.
我先讲到这里。
I think I should stop here.
我们祷告一下。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
因为你的话向我们说的是明白。
Because your word to us is clear.
但是我们多少时候，因为我们的心思还没有更新变化。
But oftentimes, because our mind has not been transformed and renewed.
我们还没有完全把自己奉献给你。
And we have not fully consecrated ourselves to you.
我们还没有真正的尊重你的话。
And we have not paid true honor to your word.
也没有遵行你的话。
And have not kept your word.
所以主啊，我们过这个世界上生活不是一个得胜的生活。
And hence our life in this world is not that of victory.
怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of my Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.